This is Something Wild. I'm Chris Martin. Short days and long nights mark our northern winters. My colleague Dave Anderson has been pondering the unique qualities of this time of year.
Early winter is the annual nadir, low ebb of life-giving sunlight. Except for a sometimes brilliant rose-pink sky, for mere minutes, accompanying a purple-gray winter dawn. The sun breaks the eastern horizon so late at 7:15 a.m. By the following week, sunrise slips slightly earlier, by half a minute every other day, but few will ever notice. More people will likely begin to notice the slightly later sunsets in January, the evening commute slightly less murky, even as the sunrise sleeps in for a few more weeks. Bitter January wind chill temperatures and bare frozen ground create a steely scene, hard and cold. Patches of remnant snow have none of the optimistic quality of the calico print late March landscape when sunlight is waxing at 2 to 3 minutes per day. The sugar house sits pensive, waiting. Inside its weathered pine walls, it's cluttered and dark, with tools and sawhorses, dusty windows, the smell of pine sawdust. It will awaken in a few weeks with the burble of boiling maple sap, clear, cold, first-run sap that can yield the lightest grade of syrup, aptly named Golden Delicate. Gold is delicate and rare in winter, when sunlight is scarce and the promise of spring is impossible to yet imagine. Across the frozen dirt road, wind rifles the clear plastic tarps covering brush piles made of logging slash, branches and hemlock brush piled like haystacks. The maple, oak and ash boles were cut, split and neatly stacked in the woodshed. The now dry cordwood heats at the farmhouse. Sunlight stored as carbon banked against the cold and dark. Overnight, some birds, juncos and downy woodpeckers roost tucked in the brush piles. Future bonfires will bring more flickering flames to fight the darkness. The bird feeders off the porch host only the hardiest 5 bird species just before dawn. Chickadees, nuthatches, titmice, juncos, goldfinches, not yet the canary yellow they will become by early April. 2 whistled notes break the silence. A cheery chickadee spring song, the first I've heard in months, the very first bird song of the new year. Sunlight spreads. The drumming cadence of a woodpecker rings from the surrounding woods. A hairy woodpecker and then a red-bellied woodpecker chisel at the suet feeder. On the ground beneath, 2 winter bluebirds glean crumbs of frozen fat chipped loose by the woodpeckers. The budding of a new springtime, can you believe it? Birds respond to celestial cues despite the bitter cold. The sugar house sleeps. The wind howls. However it is elsewhere this winter morning, here there are kernels of spring, specks of sunlight, and now, song. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.